Following the ban on single-use plastic bags, the New Zealand government plans to phase out some additional plastic products and has proposed a ban on several single-use plastic items by 2025. Environmental advocates have suggested, as well as this, we also need to reform our current curbside recycling system. I spoke to a recycling expert, Holly Dove, about how we can reduce and reuse plastic in a sustainable way. Could you first just start off by explaining how our current curbside recycling system is working?
We have a couple of different systems in New Zealand with our curbside recycling. And one of them, which about half of New Zealanders are using, is commingled recycling system. So what that means is that everything's in it together. You know, you've got your glass bottles, you've got your cans and plastic all in there. And sort of one of the problems is that things like glass can break and they can contaminate that whole load. So that's one of the sort of like problems that we're seeing, is that a lot of our curbside recycling actually ends up having to go to landfill if it's contaminated. And another kind of big problem with our recycling system is that we have things like public place recycling, which again get totally contaminated when like a glass bottle smashes, or people put their chip packets in with the actual things that can be recycled. So that's kind of one of the big reasons that we need a container return scheme, is that it actually takes out quite a big part of that waste stream. So you're seeing all of these bottles, cans, whether they're plastic, glass, and also aluminium cans, actually getting taken out of that waste stream, which means that they're not going to contaminate it, and they can actually go off to be properly reused and recycled. Because right now what's happening in New Zealand is that, we've got pretty low recycling rates and we've got high litter rates. And what we've seen in examples over in other places in the world where they've got container return schemes is that they have much higher recycling rates. So we're talking 85% plus recycling rates, where I think New Zealand's current rate is around sort of 45% at best. And we also see really low litter rates because people are collecting these bottles and cans and bringing them back because they get a small refund on them. And that makes a really big difference. So, that's why we're really wanting to have a comprehensive container return scheme that, includes all beverage containers.
So what are some good examples of other countries that have alternative systems to recycling?
So one that I really like is in Oregon. They actually have a really good refill and reuse system where they've got glass bottles being taken in and actually reused and refilled. So if you kind of remember back in the days, I actually don't remember because I'm too young, and maybe you are as well, but I've heard it was really great back when we got our milk bottle in reusable glass containers. It basically has an enormous impact because it means that we're not just basically producing something, using it and throwing it away. We're actually collecting it back and reusing that. So that has really big impacts in terms of stopping us from using single-use plastics, which are getting into the environment. It also has really awesome impacts in terms of climate change, because we're actually being efficient and we're reusing, which means that we're not having a linear economy, which essentially a lot of that just ends up in landfills creating, methane, and doesn't actually get properly used. So I think how I like to see it is that, waste doesn't actually have to be waste. Like if we were actually had systems in place where we could collect it properly and reuse it, that would have such an enormous impact on so many things, including cleaning up the environment, but also would have massive benefits for local communities, in terms of having cleaner streets, but also in terms of things like jobs even. So, one of the cool things about having reuse systems in place, and this is kind of what Oregon has done, is that you actually provide lots of jobs. And that's what I'd love to see here in New Zealand, is that we'd have, local refill and reuse places that provide jobs for people. And when we talk about, just transitions and the circular economy, they're kind of like these sort of, these buzzwords that industry and government use a lot. But when the rubber hits the road, we actually need to be having tangible systems in place where we can actually provide jobs for people that are clean and green, and that also are sorting out our environmental problems, like waste, for instance. So that's one of the reasons I really love the idea of having refill and reuse systems.
And the government plans in Aotearoa to phase out single-use plastic items. What are your thoughts on this?
I think that that's a really, it's a great idea. We fully support phasing out single-use, non-essential items because we know, you know, the big impact that plastic is having. And I think, you know, I think New Zealanders really care about that as well. Like, studies show that plastic pollution is one of the biggest concerns for New Zealanders. So I think, phasing out single-use plastic items is awesome. What I would really love to see is some more thought and care go on into designing alternative systems where we can actually do things like, what I was kind of saying before, like refill and reuse. So, I kind of feel like it's not enough to just stop things, unless they're totally unnecessary, which is, I think that is good. But I do think we need to be really thinking about how we can have, what it actually means to have a circular economy. And I think, the big thing with that is to actually have reuse and refill systems in place so that we're using our resources wisely. And, you know, we can bring people along with us too. There's so many kind of benefits that reuse systems have that are much greater than just cutting out waste. So, what I was talking about before with providing jobs in local communities.
Curbside recycling has created a lot of jobs, and people may be hesitant that a new system may take away these jobs. How would you respond to that?
There's no, the cool thing about container return schemes is they actually do work in harmony with curbside as well. So, curbside does provide jobs, and that's awesome. And container return schemes actually make it better in lots of ways. For instance, with contamination rates, so in commingled curbside recycling system, the trucks that actually go and collect curbside, they could also be, for instance, some people will still probably leave their bottles and cans, and then those companies can actually make money from collecting the deposits from them. So there's a lot of examples around the world that have curbside existing, and it works hand in hand with container return schemes. There's definitely, I'm not afraid that we'd lose jobs with curbside. I don't think it would take away from that. I think what it would take away is the kind of contamination rates, which I think can only, be of benefit to the community. So, I think from the examples that I've seen overseas, most places that have curbside recycling, and that's most places, with container return schemes, a lot of them already have curbside recycling in place, and it hasn't taken away from that. It just basically means that you have less contamination going on, and you have cleaner streets, and you actually have higher recycling rates. Recycling rates increase when you have a container return scheme. And like places like Germany, for instance, have a 98% collection rate for beverage containers. Like, how cool is that? Like, that's pretty incredible. And if we could get, we're looking at the idea is that we'd have 85% plus collection rates for beverage containers here in New Zealand, that would mean that so many more bottles and cans aren't going to be found in the environment.
And how have you come up with the statistic of 85% collection rate?
So that's just from overseas examples. So around the world, container return schemes have got 85% recycling collection rate, So that means that I'll give you a good example. So in South Australia, which has a container return scheme, and I think they've had one since, for a really long time, so like multiple decades. So they've had 85% collection rates of beverage bottles and cans compared to other places that don't have container return schemes have more like 35%, 45% at best collection rates. And so you kind of actually see that it can basically double if you have a container return scheme. And looking at all of the different places around the world that have comprehensive container return schemes, which is lots of places in Europe, various states in the United States, in Canada. They're getting 85% collection rates. That's just kind of what happens. And I think one of the benefits as well of having a container return scheme is that you can actually measure that as well, so you can see how many cans and bottles you're collecting, because they're collected at collection points and they're sorted, they're washed, etc. But you're also actually calculating how many you've got. Whereas I think here in New Zealand, because we don't have that system in place, it's actually quite hard to measure how much we're recycling. It's actually a bit of a mystery, and in some ways we actually don't know exactly what we're collecting and exactly what we're recycling and exactly what goes to landfill. So that's another benefit of having a container return scheme, is you actually know what you're getting.
That was recycling expert Holly Dove speaking on our recycling system in Aotearoa.